Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood stoic. Buckle up because today we're diving into a topic that feels more relevant than ever. Cultivating contentment in this age of constant comparison. Raise your hand if you've ever scrolled through social media and felt that little twinge of envy, or maybe even full on FOMO, fear of missing out. You know the feeling, right? It's like everyone else is living a picture-perfect life, while we're stuck here juggling laundry and burnt toast. But guess what? That curated online world isn't reality. And constantly comparing ourselves to it can seriously drain our joy. So how do we break free from this comparison trap and find genuine contentment? It's not about becoming a hermit and ditching social media entirely, though that might be tempting sometimes. It's about shifting our mindset and practicing stoic wisdom in our everyday lives. Here are five key takeaways to help us cultivate that inner peace, even when the world feels like it's constantly trying to upsell us on more. First things first, recognize the illusion. Social media is designed to highlight the shiny bits of life, vacations, perfect meals, flawless selfies. It's a curated highlight reel, not an accurate representation of anyone's reality. Remember, you're comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's carefully staged front page. That's just not fair. Second, focus on what you can control. We can't control other people's lives or their choices to flaunt their perfect moments online. But we can control our own thoughts and reactions. When those envious feelings creep in, ask yourself, is this comparison truly helpful? Is it serving me? If the answer is no, gently redirect your attention to something more positive and fulfilling. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, a simple shift in perspective can make a world of difference. Instead of focusing on what you lack, take time each day to appreciate the good things you already have. Your health, your loved ones, even that steaming cup of coffee you just made. Gratitude is like a magnet for happiness. It draws more positive experiences into your life. Fourth, define success on your own terms. Stop chasing external validation and set goals that are meaningful to you. What truly makes you feel fulfilled? What legacy do you want to leave behind? Remember, happiness isn't a destination, it's a journey. Enjoy the ride. And finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a good friend. Everyone has their struggles, everyone feels insecure sometimes. It's all part of the human experience. Remember that your worth isn't determined by likes or followers, but by the unique qualities that make you you. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's a talented graphic designer who scrolls through Instagram and sees everyone else's seemingly perfect work-life balance. It makes her doubt her own accomplishments and start comparing herself to others. She starts feeling anxious and unmotivated, which affects her creativity and ultimately her job performance. Sound familiar? This happens all the time. But here's where stoicism comes in. Sarah could shift her focus by practicing gratitude for her own skills and accomplishments. She could remind herself that everyone's journey is different and comparison is a thief of joy. Instead of focusing on the curated highlights, she can celebrate her own wins, big and small. And guess what? By shifting her mindset, Sarah starts to feel more empowered and confident in her work again. So there you have it, five key takeaways to cultivate contentment in this age of comparison. Remember, true happiness comes from within. By practicing gratitude, focusing on what we can control, and defining success on our own terms, we can break free from the comparison trap and create a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Ready to ditch the FOMO and embrace your inner stoic? Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to focus on their own journey. Leave a review and let me know what resonates with you. Until next time, keep striving for that peace within. And remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.